Charles Calderwell is the founder of the Work, Stress, and Recovery Lab at Virginia Tech.
I think a lot of people don't consider their commute part of their work day, per se.
But it's actually the most dangerous part of their day and the leading cause of injury and fatalities. So researchers wanted to know what role stress at work plays in that.
So you have equipment that breaks, or you get into some type of conflict that prevents you from carrying out the work tasks that you need to.
They asked people to rate how stuff like that affected their own stress levels, and to determine their actual driving performance, they used a commercially available cell phone app to count things like how many times they swerved, drove too fast, or slammed on the brakes. As you might expect, when employees were in a bad mood at the end of the workday, they drove less safely on the way home. But what the study also found is that positive stress, the kind that revs you up and actually motivates you, had a very different effect on their driving.
The idea that if you're doing something challenging but attainable for you, so if it's just a goal that's completely unrealistic, it's not really a challenge necessarily. But if you're in that sweet spot where you have something that's challenging you at work, but really more sort of pushing you, leading you to be more engaged, more motivated. In that situation, that's when we were seeing safer driving in the commuting environment.
Calderwood says knowing that negative feelings influence how people drive, future studies could explore ways to repair work-related bad moods to increase safety on the ride home. I'm Robbie Harris.